Ellis Island.
Hi, I'm Amy Burser. Like most Americans, my family background is quite diverse. My surname was originally Bursorsky, which is Russian, but my ancestors came here from all over the world, including Austria and Puerto Rico, and many of them came through the immigration station here at Ellis Island. The island's first immigration point opened on New Year's Day, 1892, when a young Irish woman called Annie Moore became the first immigrant to be processed here. From 1892 to 1954, 12 million people passed through here. And today, an estimated 40% of America's population can trace their ancestry to this tiny island in New York Harbor. 1907 was the busiest year, with over 1 million immigrants processed here. The largest number came from Italy, but there were many from Poland, Germany, Hungary, and Scandinavia too. As they sailed past the Statue of Liberty, many of them must have been filled with hope and joy.
After all, they had just spent weeks, if not months, in cramped conditions aboard overcrowded ships. Finally, they had arrived. But for most of them, their ordeal wasn't quite over. The ships moored in Manhattan. The first and second class passengers could disembark here, along with any American citizens. But passengers in steerage, the poorest on the ship, all of whom were immigrants, were ferried over to this building for further inspection. The building, built in 1900, after the first station burned down in 1897, was very impressive. It had a large dining hall and kitchen, dormitories with 600 beds, a hospital, and a roof garden with a play area for children.
But the jewel in the crown was this, the Great Hall. With its 60-foot vaulted ceiling, it resembles an old-fashioned ballroom. But from 1900 to 1924, this was the registry room.
Each day it was filled with new arrivals. On some days, 5,000 people waited here. The noise was deafening and the atmosphere chaotic. Dozens of languages filled the air as each person fearfully awaited a series of citizenship tests. In fact, each person had undergone a 6-second medical exam before they had even entered the hall. Here, doctors checked for signs of physical weaknesses or illnesses, especially tuberculosis or trachoma, an infectious disease of the eye. If they failed, they were marked with a chalk letter and were sent to the hospital for a full examination. If they passed, they shuffled into the Great Hall and waited on benches like these. On average, this wait lasted 3 and 4 hours, but could take much longer. Those still here in the evening had to sleep in the dormitory and start the process again the next morning. Eventually, they were called by the clerks, who stood at desks like these, with a full list of each ship's passengers. They found each person's name and then asked 28 further questions. It was their job to find out if a person could work and had money to support themselves. They also had to weed out any undesirables, including criminals and political radicals. If someone failed these tests, they were sent back home. This only happened to around 2% of the passengers. But for the unlucky ones and their families, it was a traumatic experience, a dispiriting end to a long and arduous journey.
But for those who were approved, could walk through the doors and out into their new lives. Some were met by relatives here at the Kissing Post. Others emerged alone into a completely new world.
Around a third stayed in the New York area, while the rest scattered across the country.
The Immigration Act of 1924 effectively ended the era of mass immigration. But for just over three decades, Ellis Island was America's gateway for millions of people.
Some became authors, like science fiction writer Isaac Asimov, who came here from Russia. Others became successful businessmen, like cosmetics giant Max Factor, whose real name was Maximilian Faktorowicz, and who moved to America in 1904. And some worked in film, like Ilya Kazan, a Greek-American who directed classic films such as On the Waterfront and A Streetcar Named Desire.
Others became doctors, shopkeepers, and builders. They all settled down and started families, and they all created the country we know today.